What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time, creating memories with your children. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit MediaAngels.com for more information.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz with an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. You can find the show notes over on the website, and this is
episode 25,
Journal How-To's. And so while this is not the definitive podcast on how to journal, I just want to share with you some tips that I have found that have really helped me in journaling. And my journal is a little bit different than some other journals, but I'm going to share with you something that has worked for me for many years. I want to thank our sponsor, Media Angels. You can find books and information at MediaAngels.com, and you can also find our books on Amazon. One of the books I want to highlight is A Few Minutes with God. That book has been such a blessing in my life, writing it to my children as well as to the many who have read it. So you want to check out that book. Well, how do you journal? You know, you just pick up a book, right, and start writing. And yes, you can do that. But one of the things that has helped me with journaling has been making a list of the things that I want to pray for, but actually putting that in the back. So the way I set up my journal was I found some really beautiful, books that were just blank pages. And so on the front of the journal, I actually took a Sharpie and I wrote on there, my name in the journal. And I didn't put the year. I put that actually in the inside of it. But the first part of the journal has praises. And then I went all the way to the very last page and I wrote prayer requests. And I actually started from the very last page and started working forward. And one of the things that we wanted to do was, I wanted to praise God before I prayed, because it seemed like every time I started to pray, it was a laundry list. So I started a list of, Lord, I need this and this and this and this and this. And I felt that I wasn't being thankful. And I also felt like, gosh, Lord, are you hearing me? And I know all of you have probably wondered that from time to time. Does God hear me? I pray, but I don't feel like I am hearing any answer. And so one of the things I like to call to mind is Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa had a long period of dryness where she prayed and didn't feel that the Lord was answering her prayers, but she persevered and she continued on. And that to me is such a witness, because look at all of the amazing things that Mother Teresa, that happened in her life. So I wanted to praise God first. So at the beginning of the book, I would write the date and I would write my praises. So I would, say to the Lord, what I was thankful for. And so I started writing that. And then after I was writing all my praises, I really felt uplifted. And I really felt like, it was, I don't know how to explain it, just like this influx of faith that I felt, you know, that I felt like, you know, gosh, the Lord does answer my prayers. And that gave me the courage to go to the back of the journal. And like I said, I started backwards and I started writing my prayer requests. And my prayer requests, you know, I would pray and just say, Lord, you know, call to mind the people that you want me to pray for. And so I would do that. I would write down, you know, prayer requests, you know, for marriages, for those who were, you know, suffering, for those who were, you know, felt hopeless, and, you know, for the immediate needs of those in my family. And then I would go back and I would, you know, open up my Bible and I would just start flipping through and reading different areas. And so that was one of the ways that I journaled. For some people, journaling is doing a Bible study and perhaps working through a chapter in the Bible. And then as they're working through a chapter and they're reading a scripture, like in the last podcast, I shared with you the scripture from Judith 9:11. And, you know, reading that scripture and maybe the Lord touching you with a word that may have stood out for you. And maybe, like for me, when I read that passage, it was the Savior of those without hope. And that really touched me because I felt that I could pray that scripture for a son who was struggling. And so we can do that. You know, we can take our journal and we can journal about, you know, maybe a Bible study that we're doing, or if we're reading through the scriptures and something in that verse really touched us and we want to, you know, pray to the Lord and say, Lord, please help me with that. Please help me not to feel hopeless and help me, you know, to feel that you are here for me. And, you know, how wonderful that we can do that. So the reason I wanted to share what I call my praises journal is because that has been such a blessing in my life to show me that the Lord has indeed answered my prayers. I mean, I can go back through this journal now and I can look at all the times I prayed for my daughter and her pregnancies and, you know, how all of her pregnancies, you know, have been so successful and what a blessing they were. And I can go through and see that, you know, as I prayed for my kids and maybe a test they were taking or trying to get into a college, that, you know, the Lord did answer that prayer. Recently, I had put a journal entry about a trip I was taking with my son to look at colleges. And one of the things that I wanted to happen was that I would be able to have a good time and be able to just talk, because how often do you get away with one child, you know, and that you're alone, because usually other family members are always around, right? And so, and it was, the trip was such a blessing. And so, you know, I can go back now and praise God and thank Him for answered prayers. But if we don't write it down, then we don't know or we don't remember. And, you know, sometimes it's a good thing, you know, especially if we're burdened by a lot of prayer requests. But other times, you know, it just really, I believe, is a faith builder. It's a faith booster. It helps us to see that God does answer our prayers and He does hear us and He does want to answer our prayers. And how else will we know unless we write it down and can go back and look at that? So I pray that, you know, you start journaling, however that is. For some people, journaling could just be your thoughts of the day. It could be you actually talking to the Lord. It could be you, you know, saying, Lord, I'm struggling right now and I need to hear, you know, your direction or your leading, or bring me someone in my life, God, who can help me, who can direct me, who can provide some sort of instruction for me. And friends, you know, be those hands and feet for our Lord. Be His voice when others are in need, that you could possibly reach out and help them and touch them and be, you know, that person that they are praying for to the Lord our God. So again, you can set up your journal as, you know, praises and prayer requests. You can set up your journal as a Bible study, if you want to do that. As you're reading through the scriptures, you can maybe have a thought or a word and you can journal about that. Or you can use your journal as a you know, as a prayer to our Lord, as you, you know, talking to the Lord in writing, where you can, you know, just write to the Lord and then be still before God. If you are not sure about how to do that, you can go to past episodes of A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. You can go there and look. And there are plenty of episodes on just being still before the Lord. You know, it's difficult, but sometimes when you write out your thoughts and then you put down your pen or pencil and, you know, and just close your eyes and listen and just let the Lord, you know, minister to you, whether it's just in quiet, whether it's, you know, a feeling that you feel that, you know, the Lord is infilling you with peace and joy and His grace, or whether it's, you know, if you're feeling upset, then rebuke that in the name of Jesus and come against it. You know, use the precious name of Jesus. It is the best tool you have to fight the enemy. And you can be victorious in Christ. You can see all of the ways that the Lord has answered your prayers. And friends, I am telling you that journaling will change your life. I promise you that if you start journaling. I want to pray for you now. Dear Lord Jesus, I praise you for this time to lift up your name, to talk about journaling in the sense that we can use it to praise you. We can use it for prayer requests. We can use it to talk to you about what is inmost, you know, innermost in our hearts. We can share our thoughts with you, my God. And I know, Lord, that you are a just judge, but you are the hope for the hopeless. And your scripture verses over and over and over again tell us that, Lord, that you are there for us. You are the comforter. You are, you know, the name above all names. There are so many ways, Lord, that we can praise you and thank you for all that you have done for us. You know, I praise you, Jesus, because you are wisdom. I praise you, Jesus, because you are salvation. I praise you, Jesus, because you are the deliverer. I praise you, Lord Jesus, because you are the living water. You are the fortress. You are the victory in my life. You are the justification. You are the cornerstone. You are joy, my Lord. I just praise you and I thank you. You are the Most High God. And I thank you for all that you're doing in my life. I thank you for you leading me closer and closer to you, Lord. And I thank you and praise you. And I pray for those who are listening to this podcast. I ask a blessing upon them and their families and that you lead them closer to you. And I pray this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.